He skillfully counters a potential objection. One might argue if after promising you have delayed in coming, if your yes is not a yes and your no not a no, but what you say now you retract later like you did in your journey. It would be disastrous for us if this were the same in the preaching too. To guard against such thoughts and their resulting anxiety, he says, "But as God is faithful, our message to you was not yes and no." He says this inconsistency was not present in the preaching, but only in our travels and journeys. Whereas whatever things we have spoken in our preaching, these remain firm and unshakable, for he refers to his preaching here as word. Then he provides irrefutable evidence by attributing everything to God. He says this, "The promise of my coming was solely mine, and I personally made that promise, but the preaching is not mine, nor from man, but from God, and it is impossible for what comes from God to be false." Therefore, he said, God is faithful, which means truthful. So do not distrust what is from him, for there is nothing of man in it.